Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1139. Visible translated text is as follows, reckoned it so positively. I left home, I knew, at about 11:45. I looked at my watch. It takes 12 or 15 minutes to walk to the factory. I got to Wolfheimer's pretty close to 12 o'clock. I was there 10 or 15 minutes. Redirect examination. At the time the detectives and Mr. Dorsey talked to me about the murder, I overlooked the fact that I had been to Wolfheimer's. My wife called my attention to it when I got home. I mentioned this matter to my father and my wife before I ever mentioned it to Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank did not tell me not to mention it to anybody. If a detective had asked me, I would have told him what I knew about it. At the coroner's inquest, I said it could have been as early as 20 minutes after 12 that I got to the factory, because I had reckoned my time down from leaving home and the number of steps, and I said it must have been between 12.20 and 12.30. Harry Denham, sworn for the defendant. I work on the fourth floor of the pencil factory. I was paid off Friday, April 26th. I came back Saturday to do some work. Mr. Darley asked me to come back. I had to work on the machinery when it was not running. That was the only time I could do it. I got there about 7:30. Mr. Holloway was there when I got there. Between 12 and 1 o'clock, I was working on the varnish machine. We were hammering. We worked until 10 minutes after 3. We began to take an old partition out and put in a new one about 12 o'clock. It took a good deal of hammering. We were making a racket up there. May Barrett was the first person to come upstairs that day. She came about 11:15, stayed about 3/4 of an hour. It was after 12 when she left. Mrs. Freeman and Miss Hall were the next to come upstairs and stayed about 15 minutes. They got a coat and went down. Mrs. White came upstairs about 12:30. I had a good long talk with him. She was still upstairs when her husband. She had a good long talk with him. She was still upstairs when Mr. Frank came up. He told Mr. and Mrs. White that he was going to dinner and would like to close the doors. He stayed up there just long enough to tell us that, and then went downstairs. Mrs. White went right down behind Mr. Frank. I never heard the elevator run that day. I was up on the fourth floor all day. I can see the wheels turning on that floor. There were no noises in the factory that day, excepting street noises. When the elevator stops, it makes no noise. It shakes the floor a little when it stops. You can't hear anything except shaking the building when it starts. You can hear the elevator better when the machinery is not running. If the wheels had been running that day, I could have seen them from where I was. When I left at 10 minutes after 3, I saw Mr. Frank. Mr. White and I came down together. Before we went out, Mr. Frank came upstairs about 3 o'clock and asked, was we getting out? And we told him we were getting ready to go right now. We